Thank you, Madam Chair, and I really want to thank everybody and the colleague of UNEC for the fantastic cooperation between the two organizations, and I'm delighted to come back to talk with you and to represent UNESCO, and I really hope for a long, long years of cooperation in the future within the framework of the SDG 6 and in general on transboundary waters. I will start and then Sarah will continue the presentation very briefly. I will start with an overview to tell you what the presentation is talking about. So we'll provide information on the progress of integrated monitoring initiative with the UN Water, the IMI SDG 6 initiative. We will tell you about what are in a nutshell, what are the main activities that we have carried out to support the countries in the preparation of the report, of the second report phase, in which status we are, what is the status of this phase report, and what are the next steps. Next slide. Well, the data were requested by a joint letter of the Director General of UNESCO and the Secretary General of UNEC at the beginning of this year to all countries sharing water systems. And together with the UNEC and UNESCO team, we have provided support and capacity to the countries. We are now receiving the reports. We have already started receiving the reports, very, very good reports already in June. And we are still receiving a very good report. I'm delighted to say that we are going very well, much better of what was at the period of the first phase. Then, of course, we will have to go together on ongoing verification validations of the data by the end of this year for Christmas and beginning of 2021. Of course, together we are thinking about with UN Water to prepare publication of data, and we will have, as always, to provide the results of the data validation to the United Nations Statistics Department beginning of 2021. As you know, a summary of the results of the indicator CIS-5.2 are part of the Secretary General of the United Nations report to member states. Next slide. With Sarah, we are very much proud of the work we have done together with the support of the UNEC Secretariat on the let's say, presentations of the reporting at many occasions in international events. We have prepared a step-by-step methodology, and the guide to reporting is available in English, French, Russian, and Spanish. The report from 2017, the first phase, is available online, and we were able to organize a series of 5 webinars in the period of May and June, precedent to the deadline for the reporting with countries. And these webinars were attended by a very large and wide audience. All countries attended in English, French, Russian, and Spanish. In the very recent period, we had a regional workshop for Asia, completely devoted to Asia. And in March 2020, we organized, in particular coordinated by UNEC and ESQA, a webinar for Arab regions that at the time was on hybrid, partially in presence and partially online. Definitely, we are still looking at the preparation of videos for virtual meetings, and some of these are already available online. Thank you very much. Line to Sarah.